Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 71, talking about different acts related to Shabbos. The Gemara asks, now, wherever acts are distinct in respect of chatas offerings, do they not combine? Surely we learned in a Mishnah, if one eats chalev, and then again chalev, in one lapse of awareness, he is liable for only one chatas offering. If one eats chalev, blood, nosar, and pigle in one lapse of awareness, he is liable for each separately. Regarding this, many kinds of forbidden food are more stringent than one kind. To me, this brings up the idea of awareness. How we've talked about before, how we should bring Shabbos into our week. We should bring Shabbos more into our lives. It's all about awareness, keeping our mindset always on Shabbos. You know, every day we say the Shir Shoyom, and it's always related to Shabbos, because Shabbos is a fundamental crux and the fundamental crucial element to our being and to our existence. It testifies that Hashem created the world and how we have to rest, and it's an aid, it's a testimony, it's a witness to all the wonderful Hashem things that Hashem did for us, including creating the world, all aspects of the world, and how he quote-unquote stopped and paused on Shabbos itself. If we think about how the Shir Shoyom is Yom Rishon Shel Shabbos, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi, Shishi Shel Shabbos, if we try to always remind ourselves and fundamentally revolve ourselves around Shabbos, the idea of Shabbos, then Shabbos could always be on the brain, and we won't have lapse of awareness like we talked of yesterday. We won't have forgetting or inadvertence like we talked about yesterday. If we keep the awareness throughout our week, become that Erev Shabbos Jew that we've talked about before, bringing Shabbos into the week, always planning towards Shabbos, thinking towards Shabbos, ordering things in advance of Shabbos, keeping Shabbos on the mind as much as possible, especially for our kids to be aware of Shabbos always, then we won't have those lapses of awareness, and we could keep Shabbos as an awareness for us always, now and every day, especially leading up to Shabbos. Not just that Erev Shabbos, but every day could feel like Erev Shabbos in some aspect when we have the awareness of Shabbos on our minds always. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 72 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.